Are you ready?
Er du klar?
Okay, who's speaking to us? Who is this man?
Hvem er det som snakker til oss nå?
My name is Salim Shalash.
Mitt navn er Salim Shalash.
I born and I grew in Nazareth, hometown of Jesus.
Jeg er født og oppvokst I Nazareth, Jesus sin egen hjemby.
As our pastor said,
og som pastoren sa,
I'm Christian, I'm not Muslim converted to Christian.
Kristen har alltid vært en kristen, har aldri vært en muslim som har blitt omvendt.
And there is a lot of me in Israel.
Og det mange som I Israel.
There is a lot of Arabs that's Christian, basically.
Det mange arabere I Israel som kristne.
Basically, I born in a Catholic church.
Men jeg kommer fra et katolsk hjem.
Yeah, my father wanted me to be a priest.
Og faren min ønsket at jeg skulle bli katolsk prest.
See, he put me in the temple with the priest.
Så han satt meg I det katolske tempelet.
For 5 years.
I 5 år.
For 5 years I was serving inside the temple.
I 5 år så tjenestegjorde jeg I det katolske kirka.
You know, with all the clothes.
Med all slags drakter og sånt.
And after 5 years,
etter 5 år,
with all the fights that I saw,
med all den stridigheten som jeg så,
I said, if this is God,
og sa at dersom dette Gud,
I don't want him.
Da vil jeg ikke ha han.
Keep it for you.
Hold det for deg selv.
I left the church.
Så jeg forlot den katolske kirka.
I lived my own life.
Og levde mitt eget liv.
I served as a policeman for 4 years.
Og jeg gjorde tjeneste som politimann I 4 år.
I studied in the Hebrew University.
Så studerte jeg ved Hebrew University.
As travel agent.
Som studerte reiseliv.
And also I continue my studies.
Og så fortsatte jeg studier.
As hotel manager in med, Holiday Inn.
Som hotellchef.
And you know, until the 6th of August 94.
Frem til 6. august 1994.
Yeah. This day I can't forget.
Det en dato jeg ikke kan glemme.
Very special day.
Var en veldig spesiell dag.
On this day I lost a very special friend.
På den dagen mistet jeg en veldig god venninne.
She was in my age.
Hun var på min alder.
She passed away in accident.
Hun døde I bilulykke.
A big huge truck.
En stor lastebil.
Full of iron fall.
Full av jern.
And her car.
Traff bilen hennes.
And she was burned.
Hun brann opp.
And she died.
Hun døde.
I was watching.
Og jeg så på.
And one question came to my mind.
Så kom et spørsmål til meg.
Where I'm going after death.
Hvor skal jeg dø etter døden?
And the second question that was.
Og det andre som kom opp.
Does our cemeteries accept people under 50?
Er det sånn at det tar kirkegården imot personer under 50 år?
And I was shocked that yes.
Og jeg var sjokkert og sa ja, det gjør det faktisk.
We don't know when we will pass.
Vi vet ikke når vi skal vandre.
With all the thinking.
Og med all denne tenkingen.
I heard a voice.
Så hørte jeg en stemme.
He's telling me, Salim, someone died, new one will born.
Salim, noen har dødd, men en ny født.
I didn't recognize what is this voice.
Jeg skjønte ikke helt hvem var denne stemmen.
Who's speaking to me?
Hvem det som taler til meg?
Maybe I was too much shocked.
Var jeg sånn sjokk at jeg...
I said, if this is you, Jesus,
og sa, hvis dette deg, Jesus,
show me the way.
Så vis meg veien.
And I start to read the Bible.
Og jeg begynte å lese Bibelen.
I have my first Bible.
Da fikk jeg min første Bibel.
Because in the Catholic Church, I'm not allowed to read the Bible.
I den katolske kirken hadde ikke jeg tillatelse til å lese Bibelen.
Because I'm not holy
enough.
Fordi
jeg var ikke hellig nok for det.
So for my first time having, you know, my Bible.
For første gang hadde jeg min egen Bibel.
And that was very interesting for me.
Og det var veldig interessant for meg.
Reading, you know, my Bible, writing whatever you want.
Og lese Bibelen, og at jeg kunne lese hva som helst I Bibelen.
I was so hungry for the Word of God.
Jeg var så sulten på Guds ord.
I decided to study theology.
Jeg bestemte meg for at jeg skulle begynne å studere teologi.
I involved with Bethlehem Bible College.
Så jeg begynte på noe som heter Bethlehem Bible College.
I studied there 5 years.
Studerte jeg faktisk der 5 år.
I finished my baccalaureus.
Først så tok jeg en bachelorgrad.
And there's still something, you know, hungry inside my heart.
Så jeg var fortsatt sulten I hjertet mitt.
I involved with a ICB college, Israeli College of the Bible.
Så begynte jeg på noe som heter Israeli College of the Bible.
It's in Netanya.
Som ligger I Netanya.
And really it was very special for me.
Og det her var veldig spesielt for meg.
It was like historical days.
Det var som historiske dager.
Because we were 12 Arab pastors.
Fordi her var vi 12 arabiske pastorer.
And 12 Jewish pastors.
Og 12 jødiske pastorer.
It's like the 12 disciples of Jesus.
Det var som Jesu 12 disipler.
And 12 tribes of
og
Israel.
Og de 12 stabbene fra Israel.
Together.
Sammen.
worshiping,
som tillba,
praising God,
prisa Gud,
living together,
levde sammen,
as one family,
som en familie.
That's what Romans is talking about.
Det som Romerbrevet snakker om.
If you read your Bible, Romans
9
to 11,
hvis du leser Romerbrevet 9, 10 og 11,
the Bible said that the Jews was light for the nation.
Så står det at jødene var opprinnelig et lys for nasjonene.
Today the nation is light for the Jews.
Men nå skal nasjonene igjen få bli et lys for jødene.
This is the reason that why I'm there.
Eller hedningene da.
To be a light for the Jews.
Og det derfor at jeg her også, for å kunne være et lys for jødene.
I finished my first master.
Og så avsluttet min første mastergrad.
I continue my second master in the same college.
Min andre mastergrad.
In biblical studies.
I bibelske studier.
And it was very interesting for me.
Og det var veldig interessant for meg.
You know, we have two mother language.
I Israel så har vi to morsmål.
Hebrew.
Hebraisk.
And Arabic.
Og arabisk.
Both of them we speak as a mother language.
Og vi snakker begge språkene som morsmål.
Until I start to study the word of God.
Inntil jeg begynte å studere Guds ord.
In biblical Hebrew.
Og bibelsk hebraisk.
I thought that I know Hebrew.
Jeg trodde jo at jeg kunne hebraisk.
But I found myself know nothing.
Da fant jeg ut at jeg visste jo ingenting.
And really it's totally changed my view to the Bible.
Og det forandret faktisk hele mitt syn på Bibelen.
I fall in love with the Old Testament.
Jeg ble så forelsket I det gamle testamentet.
Because God opened my eyes.
Fordi Gud åpnet øynene mine.
A lot of stories.
Mange historier.
From Genesis to Malachi.
Fra første Mosebok til Malakias.
It's all talking about Jesus.
Det handler om Jesus.
You said it could be.
Kunne det skje det?
Yes, it is.
Jo.
I will prove for you tonight.
Jeg skal vise det for dere I kveld.
By the way, I'm married to one wife.
Og så jeg gift med en kone.
I have two children.
Har to barn.
Sliman is 17 years old.
Gutt heter Sliman. Han 17 år gammel.
It's like King Solomon.
The same name. Kong Salomo, samme navn.
And Nardin, she is 12 years old.
Jeg heter på 12 år, som heter Nardin.
And she's the boss in our house.
Og hun som sjefen I huset.
And my wife Nasreen.
Og kona mi Nasreen.
She's working 3 days in a radio station, new radio station.
Hun jobber 3 dager I uka på en radiostasjon.
Christian radio station.
Kristen radiostasjon.
It's called the Voice of Hope.
Som heter Håpets røst.
So it's for all the Middle East.
Som når ut I hele Midtøsten.
It's confirmed from the Israeli government.
Og den har også godkjent av den israelske regjeringen.
And we can share the gospel daily for all over.
Vi får bekreftet fra de israelske myndighetene at vi kan spre evangeliet, forkynne Guds ord.
I will tell you a secret.
Jeg vil fortelle dere en hemmelighet.
You promised me not to go out with this secret.
Jeg må lov meg ikke gå ut med denne hemmeligheten.
I didn't want to be a pastor.
Jeg hadde ikke lyst til å bli pastor.
Not even have a church.
Jeg hadde ikke engang lyst til å ha en menighet.
Because I see the suffering.
For jeg har sett all den lidelsen.
And you know when God, you know, God ways is different from ours.
Ja, men Guds veier kan være annerledes enn våre veier.
I just want God a small prayer meeting.
Jeg vil bare ha et lite bønnemøte.
It's good. 7-10 people, it's okay.
7-10 personer helt okay.
But his ways is different.
Men hans veier annerledes.
I want you to lead my sheep.
Han sa, jeg vil at du skal være hyrde for mine får.
We started church with 7 members.
Vi startet menighet med 7 medlemmer.
And you know, 2 months after,
etter 2 måneder,
we become 20.
Hadde vi blitt 20.
I believe.
Og jeg tror
that the church,
at menigheten,
I call it university.
Jeg kaller for universitetet.
Preparing, you know, people to work outside the walls of the church.
Forbereder medlemmene på å gå utenfor kirkeveggene.
Disciples of Jesus.
Jesu disipler.
So I'm not interested so much with this small aquarium.
Så jeg var ikke så veldig interessert å ha bare menighet som et lite akvarium.
But I want to go to the sea outside.
Men jeg vil heller at man skulle være ute I havet.
But who come to the church?
Men når du kommer til menigheten.
You have something to do.
Så har du noe å gjøre.
Everyone have a gift.
Hver og en.
We just lead him to know his gift.
Vi får bara hjälp att få finna ut vad den gaven är.
And to walk in the church.
Och så kan han jobba I menigheten.
For sure there is a people coming to the church.
Självklart är det också människor som kommer till menigheten.
Just you know to find mistakes on the pastor and the leaders and the songs, you know.
Bara för att finna fel. Pastorn och ledarskap och sången.
You know these people they have problem for every solution.
De har ett problem för en varje lösning.
So. So try to avoid them.
Så försök att undgå dem.
You know when we become after 2 months 20 we need to rent a place.
Efter 2 månader så måste vi börja leja ett ställe.
And we rent a place beside our house.
Och vi lejde ett litet ställe rätt vid sidan.
After 2 years we become 70.
Efter 2 år så hade vi blivit 70 personer.
And You know, the place is small.
Och vet, platsen vi redde var ju allt för liten.
You know, I have my war room.
Vet, jag har mitt krigsrum.
That I fight with the Lord.
Där jag slåss med Gud.
I'm not easy.
Jag är inte en lätt person.
I'm not convinced so quickly.
Jag blir inte övertalt så väldigt lätt.
Sometimes I disobey.
Någon gång så är jag ulydig.
And when I was praying for God,
och då bad till
what's
Gud.
The next step, God?
Vad är nästa steg, Gud?
He said it's very easy to rent a bigger place.
Så Gud, det är ju väldigt enkelt. Det är bara att leja ett större lokale.
God, the bigger place is bigger responsibility.
Du vet, ett större sted är ju större ansvar.
We never collect money.
Och vi tar inte upp kollekt.
We don't have money.
Vi har inte, alltså, vi har inte något
sådant. What do you want me to do?
Så vad vill du ska göra?
As usual,
som vanlig,
he answered me.
Svarte Gud
bara, it's not your business.
Det är inte din business.
It's my business.
Det är min business.
This is my house.
Det är mitt hus.
I ignored.
Och jag ignorerade.
For 2 months.
I 2 månader.
I didn't hear the voice of God.
Jag hörde inte Guds stämma.
But when you don't hear to the voice of God, he will send someone else.
Men när inte du aldrig hör Guds stämma, så vill han sända någon annan.
To push you.
För att pusha.
And it was my wife.
Och det var kona mig.
She woke up at 7 a.m. morning.
Och vaknade klockan 7 en morgon.
And she came to me.
Och så kom hon till mig.
She catch me from here and said, "Wake up!"
Och så tog hon mig skulder och sa, "Vakna!"
I woke up. I thought that something is happening in home.
Vaknade, är det något som skett?
And I said, "What?" She said, "I have a vision."
Och jag hade ett syn, en dröm.
Vision?
En vision.
What is it?
Vad är det för något?
I saw our new church.
Jag såg vårt nya meningslokale.
Oh my God.
Åh, kära Gud.
Once again.
Ända gång.
Okay, we will see it later.
Okay, vi kan se det sen.
No, now.
Nej, nu.
No, put on your clothes.
Klä på dig kläderna.
And you know when a woman wants something, she will not give up until she's get it.
När damen säger hon vill ha något, så ger inte upp.
So it's better to go.
Det är bättre att gå.
Put on my clothes and we went to the industrial area.
Och vi drog till ett industriområde.
And she pointed to the place.
Så pekade hon på en byggning.
And she said, "This is the place."
Där är lokalen.
And I said, "Okay, we will be back."
Vi kan komma tillbaka.
No. Just go now.
Vi måste gå nu.
Oh my God. Kärlek. She never give up.
Och ger inte upp.
I went there.
Så gick vi.
It was for a carpenter.
Och det var till det snickerverkstad.
Full of machines.
Massa maskiner.
Full of wood.
Träverk.
A lot of dust.
Massa stöv, byggstöv.
No ceramic.
Ikke någon fliser på golvet.
Dirty walls.
Skitna väggar.
No toilet.
Ingen toalett.
I went back to the car.
Och så gick jag tillbaka till bilen.
I said, "Dear wife."
Så sa kära kona.
I think you have a nightmare.
Du har haft ett mareritt.
It's impossible.
Det här är ju helt omöjligt.
No. This is the place. I'm sure.
Det är stället. Det är säkert.
Call the elders.
Ring äldstebröderna.
I call the elders.
Så ring äldstebröderna.
And I, you know, we gather them in the midst of the place.
Och vi fick dem att komma mitt i det lokala.
And I told them, "This is our new church."
Och jag sa till dem, "Detta blir vårt nya meningslokala."
The only thing I got in this moment is.
Det eneste jeg fikk fra til alle, det var bare yes.
All of them.
Alle sammen.
It's impossible.
Så det er jo umulig.
Inside my heart, I said, you are right.
Og inni mitt hjerte så kjente jeg, yes.
But you know, she, my wife, she's beside me. I was a little bit afraid. I said, no, it's not impossible.
Så hun sa, nei, det er ikke det.
What is impossible for human is possible for God.
Det som er umulig for mennesker er umulig for Gud.
We will start working.
Vi vil sette i gang å jobbe.
For 2 months, day and night.
Så i 2 måneder jobber vi dag og natt.
As one family.
Som en familie.
Working in the place.
Vi jobber, pusser opp.
After 2 months, we got our new church.
Och efter 2 månader fick vi vårt nya meningslokale.
And today we are 105.
Och idag är vi 105 medlemmar.
And the place can gather 150.
Vi har plats till 150.
That means 45 more.
Men 45 till.
But what the next step?
Vad är nästa steg då?
I'm still afraid from
the next. Och jag gruar mig fortsatt till det.
We start a new meeting before. 4 months ago.
För 4 månader sedan så startade vi
in my brother's house in Haifa.
I huset till min bror i Haifa.
We start with 5 people.
Startade med 5 personer.
Today we are 17.
Nu är vi 17 styck.
We just baptized 8 of them last week.
Förra veckan döpte vi 8 styck av dem.
God is changing the hearts.
Och Gud förändrar hjärtan dem.
And it's time for work.
Och det är tid för arbete.
I know it's a lot of challenges.
Det måste utmaningar.
We are living in Nazareth.
Vi bor ju i Nazareth.
Nazareth today is 81,000 inhabitants.
Idag så bor det cirka 81,000 invånare i Nazareth.
There is a very important historical places in Nazareth.
Det är väldigt många viktiga historiska platser i Nazareth.
When you come, I will show you.
När du kommer till oss i Nazareth så kan jag visa dig runt.
You can see the house of Mary.
Du kan se Marias hus.
You know the carpenter shop.
Och snickerverkstaden till Josef.
Because there is a lot of misunderstanding what Joseph was working.
Det finns en missförståelse om var Josef jobbar.
What was he?
Vad var han? Carpenter.
Wrong. Okay. When we study, you know, in biblical studies,
når vi studerer bibelske studier,
we need to be back to the real language that was written on.
Så må vi tilbake til originalspråk.
And the word of carpenter is tekton.
Og ordet snekker, det tekton.
Tekton is a builder.
Tekton, det bygningsmann.
Or instructor.
Instructor.
Part of his work is using the wood.
Jo, en del av arbeidet var å bruke trevirke.
Our land is not land of wood.
Men vårt land jo ikke et land av tre.
I wish. Because we have fireplace, I'm going to be cheap. But it's not. Joseph was a builder. But he used the wood for building, you know, the houses, for the windows and the doors. And if you read your Bible, all the symbol that Jesus gave, a wise man built his house on a rock.
Ja, symbolene, bildene Jesus brukte, en vis mann som bygger huset på fjell.
And he came from Bethlehem to Nazareth.
Han kom fra Betlehem til Nazaret.
To search for a work and separate the small village.
Ja, for lette etter plass, en liten landsby.
That the son of Herod was building.
Og Herodes sønn bygde. The son of Herod.
As a capital for Galilee.
Ja, som en hovedstad for Galilea.
So it's just 1 hour donkey drive from Nazareth to Sepphoris.
Så en times æselridning fra Nazareth til Sepphoris.
Yes. So it's very interesting places that you're going to see.
Så det veldig interessante plasser du kan få se.
You will visit the synagogue where Jesus stand and read from Isaiah.
Du får besøke den synagoge der Jesus sto og leste fra Jesaja.
You can drink from Mary's well.
Du kan få drikke fra Marias brønn.
Still giving water. Fresh cold water.
Frisk kaldt vann.
It's very interesting. And you're welcome. But unfortunately, there is bad news.
Men dessverre det også litt dårlige nyheter.
Nazareth today is 75% Muslim.
I dag 75% av Nazareth muslimer.
And 25% Christians.
Og 25% kristne.
And Christians, I mean all kinds of.
Og da det alle sorter kristne.
Catholic,
Orthodox.
All kinds.
Alle slags.
And the problem is persecution coming from outside.
Og vi har forfølgelse fra utsida.
From Muslims,
from muslimer,
and from inside, from the Catholic Church,
as kirke,
because we are evangelicals.
Fordi vi evangelisk.
We know that it's good,
vi because vet det bra.
Yeah, because it's sign that we are in the correct way.
For det jo tenk på at vi gjør noe rett.
And we need to be aware of a lot of things that's happening in the last days.
Og vi må også være bevisst i tingene som skjer nå I de siste.
If you don't know, we are living in the end of the days.
Hvis ikke du vet at vi lever I endens tid.
Read your Bible, Matthew 24.
Les Bibelen, Matteus 24.
What's going around you in the Middle East?
Hva som skjer rundt deg nå I Midtøsten?
North Korea.
Nordkorea.
Iran nuclear.
Iran.
Atom. All these things happen.
Alle disse tingene skjer.
And Europe is in a slumber.
Og I Europa sover.
I wish that I can send to everyone the videos that I'm sending every 2 or 3 days.
Jeg skulle likt å sende dere alle den videoen som jeg sendte for
I just share with your pastor.
Jeg viser det nettopp til
pastoren. About selling women.
Du ser at det selges kvinner.
Not in Mecca.
Ikke I Mecca.
Not even in Muslim country.
Ikke et muslimsk land.
In London.
I London.
In the middle of Europe.
Midt I Europa.
Selling a Christian woman as slaves.
Det selges kristne kvinner som slaver.
No one care.
Det ingen som bryr seg.
A doctor from Germany.
En doktor fra
she
Tyskland.
She wrote an article.
Skrev en artikkel.
About wrapping 100 nurses from refugees.
100 sykepleiere som har blitt voldtatt av på flyktningemottak.
There is misunderstanding about the love of Jesus.
Det finns en missförståelse när man snackar om Jesu kärlek.
Jesus said to us.
Jesus sa till oss.
To be wise as snakes.
Vi ska vara visa som slangar.
And humble like a dove.
Och enfoldig som du är.
It's not to share the sin with the people. It's to take care and to lead them to Jesus.
Det handlar inte om att dela synd med människor, men vi ska leda dem till Jesus.
Hope it's not too late.
Hoppas det inte för sent.
And I will tell you one more secret.
Jag måste fortälla till ting.
If I want to see a comedy film,
hvis jeg ønsker å se en komifilm,
I come to Norway.
Kom til Norge.
And watch the news.
Och se på nyheterna.
They are professional in lies.
De professionella lögnare.
All what they are talking about Israel.
Allt det de snackar om Israel.
It's not exist.
Det stämmer inte.
I'm not Jewish defense my country. I'm Arab living in Israel. I'm not Jewish, defense my country.
I can hear that. I'm Arab.
I'm an Arab living in Israel.
Som bor I Israel.
Have the Israeli passport.
Har israelsk pass.
The only country in the Middle East.
Det eneste landet I hele Midtøsten.
Give us the freedom to worship.
Oss kristne full religionsfrihet.
To build our churches.
Og rett til å bygge våre menigheter.
To share the gospel.
Og dele evangeliet.
Is Israel.
Det Israel.
The only country that really mean democracy country.
Det eneste fulle demokratiet I Midtøsten.
Is Israel.
Israel.
We have 13 Arab members in the Knesset.
Vi har 13 arabiske medlemmer av Knesset, altså nasjonalforsamlingen.
And the last president of Israel,
og den forrige presidenten I Israel,
Moshe Katsav, that he was judged.
Han ble domfelt.
For 3 years in jail.
Tre år I fengsel.
With 3 judgmen.
Med tre av tre dommere.
2 of them is Jewish and 1 Arab.
To av dem var jødisk, en var araber.
In Jewish country.
I et jødisk land.
And even more that we are not forced to serve in the army.
Og de araberne, vi ikke tvungen til å avtjene verneplikten.
That means when it's war.
Betyr når det krig.
The Jewish guys is defense us.
Så de jødiske guttene som skal.
And our children is in our houses.
Mens våre barn, de kan sitte trygt hjemme.
In Israel.
I Israel.
The first country in the world.
Første landet I verden.
With a medical machines.
Ja, som har medisinske maskiner.
The point is when God bless someone, he never curse again.
Poenget at når Gud velsigner, så vil han ikke forbanne.
God bless his people.
Gud velsigner sitt folk.
And he never curse him again.
Og Gud vil ikke forbanne.
God bless Adam.
Gud velsigner Adam.
And when he blessed Adam,
han velsigner Adam.
He never back with his blessings.
Så back tok han ikke det tilbake.
When Adam made the sin,
da Adam falt,
God said that the land will be cursed because of you, Adam.
Sånn at landet blir forbannet.
There is 12 million Jewish all over the world.
12 millioner jøder over hele verden.
They got 187 Nobel Prize.
De har 187 Nobelpriser.
I want you to concentrate on the numbers.
Konsentrer deg, følg med på tallene.
12 million.
12 millioner jøder.
187 Nobel Prize.
187 Nobelpriser.
There is 1,400,000,000.
Ja, det finns 1,4 miljarder.
Muslims.
Muslimer.
They got 7.
De har 7 Nobelpriser.
I was preaching once in Finland.
Jeg preket en gang I Finland.
And suddenly someone stand up and he said, "Boycott Israel."
Och så var det så röst upp mitt I preken med och ropte, "Boycott Israel."
Do you know what boycott Israel?
Du vet boycott. Du har hört
det. Don't use anything that's produced in Israel.
Betyder alltså inte bruk något som helst som är producerat I Israel.
Really, I was stressed.
Då blev jag lite stressad.
I just prayed. I just prayed.
Så bara till Gud.
And I said, "God, lead me."
Och så Gud led. Må du leda mig nu?
And I looked at this guy and said, "You are right."
Och så sa jag på den filmen så sa jag, "Ja, du har helt rätt."
You need to boycott Israel.
Du tränger boycott Israel.
First of all, I want you to take off your jeans because jeans was founded by a guy named Levi.
First of all, ta av dig jeansen dina för jeans är uppfunna av en man som heter Levi.
He's a Jewish.
Han var jude.
And when you go home,
och när du drar hem,
through your remote control from the window.
Ut fjärrkontroll ut genom vinduet.
Because remote control was discovered by Jewish.
Fjärrkontroll också uppfunnen av judar.
And if you have videotape in your house.
Har du video hemma?
And you record anything on it.
Eller du tar upp ting på den.
Just throw it.
Bara hiv den.
Because videotapes was discovered by Jewish.
Video var också upptagen av judar.
And when you go to the hospital.
Och när du drar på ett sjukhus.
Ask them not to use laser.
Be dem att inte bruka laser.
Because laser was founded by Jewish.
Laser till operation blev uppfunnen av judar.
And if you have a pacemaker.
Har du pacemaker?
Take it out and die.
Ta den ut och dö.
Because it was founded by Jewish.
Det var så uppfunnet av judar.
How you allowed yourself to put something in your heart?
Hur kan du tillåta dig själv att ha något I kroppen din?
That's a Jewish guy made it.
Som en jude har lagat.
And then they and I said, "Do you have Facebook?" He said,
"Så har du Facebook?"
Yes, for sure.
Ja, självklart.
Said, "Shame on you."
Fy skam där.
How you could use Facebook that founded with a Jewish guy? If you want to boycott Israel,
så vill boycott Israel,
you will be back to the first century.
Vill du gå tillbaka till det första århundra?
I didn't hear a voice until the end of the meeting.
Jag hörde inte någon mer från.
I want to tell you really.
Jag vill verkligen berätta.
Don't listen to the lies.
Icke lytt till lögnerna.
Don't listen to the media.
Icke lytt till media.
The media is professional with lies.
Media är professionella lögner.
If you want to hear the news,
så vill du höra på nyheterna.
The reality.
Realitet.
Ask someone who's living there.
Spør noen som bor der I Israel.
I can challenge every one of you.
No
one Arab in Israel having the Israeli passport.
Ja. Finn en araber som har et israelsk pass.
No one.
Finn ikke en.
One. And I mean it, and I challenge you.
Jag utmanar. Hvis du
finner en, to give his Israeli passport.
Hvis du finner en israelsk araber som villig
til å having the Palestinian
gi fra seg sitt israelske pass, altså statsborgerskap, og få et palestinsk i stedet.
All of them want the blessings of Israel.
Alle dem vil jo ha Israels velsignelse.
But we don't want Israel.
Men så, vi vil ikke ha Israel.
How it could be?
Hvordan kan det skje?
We need to take care.
Vi trenger å være litt påpasselig.
Especially in the media.
Spesielt når det gjelder media.
You know, there is a nice story. I will finish and will start preaching.
En fin historie. Jeg skal straks avslutte med den, så kan jeg begynne å preke.
A young guy was in New York.
En ung jente var I New York.
And he saw a monster dog running after old lady.
Och så en svär hund som sprang efter en gammal dame.
And this young guy,
den unge gutten,
you know, run after the dog.
Han sprang efter hund.
He fight with the dog.
Han slåss med hund.
He killed the dog.
Han drepte hund.
And he saved the old woman.
Och han berga livet då till den gamla damen.
The media came.
Media kom.
And they said, "Oh, we have a hero."
Oh, vi har en helt.
We write tomorrow.
Vi ska skriva imorgon.
A young guy from New York.
Ung gutt från New York.
Saved old woman from a monster dog.
Bergade livet till en gammal dame från en monsterhund, alltså svär kamphund.
The young man answered, "But I'm not from New York."
Ja, den unge man sa, "Men jag är inte från New York."
They said, "Okay, we will write a young man from US."
Vi ska skriva en ung man från USA.
Saved old woman from a monster dog.
Rädda en gammal dame från en monsterhund.
He said, "But I'm not from US."
Jag är inte från USA.
And they asked him, "From where you are?"
Var är du ifrån?
He said, "I'm Jewish from Israel."
Jag är jude från Israel.
Day after,
dagen efter,
he's reading in the newspaper.
Kunde läsa I avisen.
A monster Jewish killed a guilty dog.
Ja, en monster jude drap oskyldig hund.
This is the media.
Media.
And if you want to see pictures, how they play with the pictures.
Och du vill se också hur man leker med bilder eller manipulerar bilder.
I have a lot.
Så har jag massor bilder, alltså fotografier.
I will put some cards here. You can just email me.
Jag kan lägga fram några kort så kan du kan mail med.
And tell me that you want the newsletter. I will send it to you.
Och om du vill önska ett nyhetsbrev så kan jag sända det.
Our church is focusing in outreach.
Vår menighet fokuserar på oss. Alltså utåträtta arbete.
We have a lot of projects.
Vi har flera projekt.
All the year.
Ja, hela året runt.
Because I want them to be busy in projects.
För jag önskar att meningsmedlemmar ska vara upptatt med olika projekt.
If they are not busy in projects.
Ja, visst de inte håller på med något.
So they will be busy one on the other.
Då vill de vara upptatt med helt andra ting.
And fighting.
Och kanske slåss och krangel in.
And then problems.
Och ha problem.
And then phone calls to the pastor.
Och så ringde det pastor.
Day and night.
Dag och natt.
Until he feel exhausted.
Till han blir utslitt.
And he quit.
Och han slutta.
I don't want that.
Det önskar jag inte.
So really, I want to ask you one favor.
Så jag bara be om en tjänst.
Pray for your pastor.
Be för din pastor.
And I want to tell you one more thing.
Jag vill säga en till ting.
Maybe it will change your thoughts.
Kanske det vill förändra tankarna.
He's not Superman.
Han är inte Superman.
He's a human.
Han är ett människa.
He has a family.
Familje.
And he has children.
Kanske barn.
He need to take care for his family.
Ta vare på han.
Because if he didn't,
om du inte gjorde det,
he can't take care for the church.
Kan han inte ta vare på menigheten.
God bless you.
Gud välsigne dig.
Ready?
Är du klar?
Your Bibles?
Har du med Bibeln?
Okay. Tonight,
ikväll,
I will teach about how important not dividing our Bible.
Jag vill snacka om hur vi har to
not divide our Bible.
Ja, och inte dela.
You know, some people said that the Old Testament is belong to the Jewish people and the New Testament belong to us.
Det är någon som säger det gamla testamentet tillhör det judiska folk, det nya testamentet tillhör oss kristna.
I asked this guy why.
Jag frågade han fin, varför det?
He said because the God in the Old Testament is God tough.
För den Gud I det gamla testamentet han är sträng.
And harsh.
Och hard.
But the God in the New Testament, God of mercy.
Han har nåde.
I don't want that God.
Jag vill inte ha den guden.
But I want the God of New Testament.
Guden från Nya testamentet.
I said okay.
Okay.
Go back to your home.
Gå hem.
And take out the book of Revelation.
Och riv ut Johannes uppenbaring.
Because in Revelation, the book of Revelation, the Revelation God will come judge.
För Gud I uppenbaringsboken står det ska komma för att döma.
And you need to understand.
Och du måste förstå.
That we can't divide our Bible. It's one book. From Genesis to Revelation. And I will give you a taste before I start preaching. I think I'll arrive Lyngdal in the morning. For me it's not a problem. Do you have time? 3-4 hours. No boring?
Okay.
When God opened my eyes,
Gud åpnet øynene mine,
that the Old Testament,
at det, hele Gamle Testamentet,
all its teaching about Jesus,
det handler om Jesus.
God took me a very nice journey about the story of Isaac.
Ja, og Gud gav meg en veldig fin historie om Isak I det Gamle Testamentet.
Abraham and Isaac.
Abraham og Isak.
And all of us, we know that Isaac is symbol for Jesus as sacrifice, but he wasn't the sacrifice.
Vi vet jo at Isak var forbilde på Jesus som skulle offres. Isak ble jo ikke offret.
But when I go deep in the study,
men når jeg studerer,
look what happened.
Se hva det som skjer.
Abraham is in Beersheba.
Abraham var I Beersheba.
God is asking him,
Gud ba han,
to take his son,
ta hans sønn,
his only son,
ta hans enbårne sønn.
What about Ishmael?
Hva med Ishmael?
No, Ishmael is human made.
Ishmael menneskeskap.
Isaac is the son of the promise.
Isaac løftes sønn.
And Jesus is the only son.
Og Jesus var den eneste sønn.
Abraham, you take your only son that you loved.
Så Gud sa, Abraham, ta din ene sønn som du elsker.
The New Testament show us two times in the baptism and in the figuration that's ja. Jesus,
Jesus,
the beloved son.
Både ved sin dåp og ved forherligens på Taborfjellet, at
Abraham in Beersheba,
I missed the last sentence.
He called beloved son into in the
Gud
baptism.
Gud kalte Jesus for min elskede son.
And you know it's very important to understand the point. Abraham is in Beersheba.
Abraham var I Beersheba.
God is asking him to take his son Isaac to the Moriah land.
Og barn tar Isak helt til Moria berget.
And Moriah land, it's two Hebrew words.
Det er to hebraiske ord, Moriah landet.
More? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah is God.
Ja,
Moreh is teacher.
Moreh, det betyr lærer.
God is my teacher.
Så Gud min lærer.
What are you gonna teach Abraham, God?
Hva skal Gud lære Abraham?
That the gift that I gave him,
at den gaven jeg gir han,
is not more important than the giver.
Ikke mer viktig enn giveren.
That he will give this gift back.
At han vil gi gaven tilbake.
It took Abraham 3 days from Beersheba.
Det tok Abraham 3 dager gå fra Beersheba.
To Jerusalem.
Til Jerusalem.
3 days Jesus in the grave.
Och 3 dagar var Jesus I graven.
Abraham, you are professional in desert.
Abraham, han är professionell I öken.
What the animal that you use for the desert?
Hvilken dyr är det du brukar I öken?
For sure, a camel.
Kamel, självklart.
But on this
på
case,
he's
taking a donkey.
Så tar han ett äsel.
Why?
Varför det?
Donkey, you need a camel, Abraham.
Du tar ju en kamel, Abraham.
It's not me, it's God.
Det ikke meg, det Gud.
Because it's Jesus when he get into Jerusalem on a donkey.
For da Jesus kom til Jerusalem, så kom han ridende på et æsel.
He's taking just 2 servants.
Han tok bare 2 tjenere.
2 thieves and the cross.
Og 2 tyver som hang. 2 røvere som hang på hver side.
He's arriving to the place and he put the wood on the shoulders of og, Isaac.
Abraham legger veden på skuldrene til Isaac.
Abraham, you're gonna kill him. Give him mercy. Rest a little. One of
Abraham,
your servants carry
offre,
the
han,
wood.
Kan ikke gi han litt nåde? La han jo heller noen tjener han bærer.
No, it must be on the Nei. Shoulders of Isaac.
Det måtte være på Isaks skuldre.
Why?
Hvorfor det?
The cross on the shoulders of Jesus.
For det korset på Jesus skuldre.
It's just shadow.
Skygger. Forbilder.
What all the story of Jesus we can see it already with Abraham.
Du kan se historien om Jesus allerede når du leser om Abraham.
And a lot
og mange sånne historier.
The same.
Som akkurat det samme.
But tonight.
Men I kveld.
I will speak another person.
Skal jeg snakke om en annen person.
I want you to open your book in Exodus 33.
Skal vel at du skal åpne opp I Bibelen I 2. Mosebok 33.
And if you have a pen,
hvis du har en penn,
that is great.
Så det bra.
And if you have a pen and marker, that's wonderful.
Så har en markör, så det också flott.
I'm going to speak about 4 levels of relation.
Jag ska snacka om 4 nivåer av en Guds relation.
4 levels of relation with the Lord in the same chapter 33.
I det samma kapitel 33 så kan vi läsa om 4 olika nivåer av relation med Gud.
And we're going to read the first 3 verses.
Vi ska starta med de 3 första verserna.
Please if you can.
Ja. Så sa Herren till Moses: Bryt upp härifrån och dra vidare du och det folket du har fört upp från landet Egypt till det landet gett tillsvärget Abraham, Isak och Jakob och sa: Din släkt ska jag ge dig. Jag ska sända min ängel föran dig och jag ska driva ut kananéerna, amoriterna, hetiterna, ferisiterna, hevitterna och jebusiterna. Dra upp till ett land som flyter med mjölk och honung. Men jag vill inte dra upp mitt ibland till er. Så jeg ikke skal fortelle dere på veien, for dere et stivnakket folk.
Amazing.
Wonderful.
God is saying to Moses,
Gud sier til Moses,
you will see miracles.
Du skal få se mirakler.
I will send my angel to protect you.
Jeg skal sende min engel for å bevare deg.
I will do miracles between your people.
Jeg skal gjøre mirakler.
But that doesn't mean I am in the middle.
Men det betyr ikke at jeg bor midt blant dere.
That is the first level when we accept the Lord as Savior.
Dette første nivået når vi har tatt imot Jesus som vår frelser.
We believe.
Vi tror.
But we are trusting in unbelief. We're trusting in unbelief.
Ja, vi tror I vantro.
And I sorry that it's a little bit maybe you're going to be difficult, but I want to take you to Ezekiel 47.
Bare hold fingeren der, legg en lapp der, så går du til Ezekiel 47.
In Ezekiel 47, he's talking about four levels of water.
Og der snakker han om fire nivåer av vannstand.
And in verse 3, he's talking about the first level that's arrived to the
ankelen.
What that's connected with Exodus 33?
Hvordan forbindes det mellom dette og andre Mosebok 33?
When I start believing in God,
når jeg starter,
when I born again and accept the Lord as Savior,
jeg tar imot Herren som frelser,
I'm like a baby,
så jeg som en baby,
and I'm starting to walk. It's the beginning of my walk.
Det begynnelsen av min vandring.
And if you look to your baby when he starts walking,
så på en baby som begynner å gå.
He's trusting this part of his leg to stand up on.
Så det liksom den nederste delen av føttene han stoler på.
This is the first level of faith.
Det første nivået av tro.
You're still a baby.
Fortsatt en baby.
And babies behave different from adults.
De oppfører seg annerledes enn voksne.
Like example, if you want to eat, he can cry for hours.
Hvis en baby sulten, så vil han bare gråte.
He will not stop until he has the food.
Han vil ikke slutte å skrike eller gråte før babyen får mat.
This is the level that all of us pass when we accept the Lord as Savior.
Og dette det nivå vi går gjennom når vi har tatt imot Jesus som vår frelser.
But
men
if my son 17 years old,
hvis min sønn som 17 år gammel,
he want to eat,
hvis han sulten vil ha
and
mat,
he is crying in his room,
og så sitter han på rommet og gråter,
I will not give him food.
Ikke gi han mat.
Because it's not acceptable.
For det ikke akseptabelt.
His behavior.
En sånn oppførsel ikke akseptabel.
This level when we accept the Lord as Savior.
Det nivået vi på når vi tar imot Herren.
These kind of believers that they depending on miracle will happen.
En type troende der man avhengig av at det må skje mirakel.
They are waiting for something to happen to trust God.
Og de venter på at noe skal skje for at de skal kunne tro eller stole på Gud.
This is the first level.
Dette troen på det første nivået.
And if we can compare it in the New Testament.
Og hvis du ønsker en til sammenligning I det nye testamentet.
In Markus chapter 9.
Kan du gå til Markus 9.
And verse 24.
Markus 9 og vers 24.
Mm-hmm.
Markus 9.
9.
Ja, 9:24. Ja, Markus 9 vers 24.
Yes. Ja.
Barnets far satte straks I å rope og sa med tårer, Herre, jeg tror, hjelp min vantro.
There is belief.
Barn tro.
But he's saying to the Lord,
men han sier til Herren,
I believe.
Jeg tror.
Help my unbelief.
Hjelp meg I min vantro.
This is the beginning.
Dette begynnelsen.
Of my belief.
Av min trosreise.
I'm not saying that it's wrong.
Jeg sier ikke at det galt.
Because it's the first step in your faith.
Dette det første steget I troen.
It's okay.
Det greit da.
But you can't stay all your life in this level.
Du kan ikke forbli der resten av livet på det nivået.
You can't, you know, if you have a baby, you are seeing every day that he's growing.
Har du baby så ser du hver dag at de vokser.
But when you see that he's not growing,
men hvis du ser at babyen slutter å vokse,
there is something wrong.
Da det noe galt.
Maybe a wrong feeding.
Kanskje galt med mat.
Maybe disease.
Kanskje at han syk.
You just not stand and looking at him. You just take him to the doctor.
Da vil du gå til legen. Du vil ikke stå stille og ikke gjøre noe med han.
Are you still sick?
Du fremdeles syk?
Are you still standing on this level? It's okay for me. I'm happy there.
Du fornøyd med å være på det nivået?
Thank you, Pastor. I accept the Lord as Savior. That's enough for me.
Takk Gud. Jeg har tatt imot Jesus. Det nok for meg.
I don't want to be busy with others.
Jeg vil ikke bry meg om andre.
I'm getting into heaven.
Jeg skal bare til himmelen.
That's all. Thank you, Lord.
Og det nok. Takk.
No. This is not what God wants from you.
Det ikke dette Gud vil av deg.
God wants you to step one step forward.
Gud vil at du skal vokse.
And it's the second level.
Og så kan vi snakke om da det andre nivået.
On the same chapter,
I samma kapitel,
vers 7.
Vers 7.
Exodus 33.
Andra Mosebok 33 vers 7.
Exodus 33.
Ja.
And verse 7.
Moses tog tältet och slog det upp utanför lägren, långt bort från lägren, och kallade det uppenbarelsetältet. Där skedde detta. Alla som sökte Herren gick ut till uppenbarelsetältet som var utanför lägren.
Wow. Moses is a building.
Moses han har byggt
a tent.
Byggt ett tält.
And he's asking, you want more relation with God?
Och hvis du önskar, och som säger, hvis du önskar en utvidgad relation.
He's leaving the camp.
Så förlåt lane.
And going to the tent.
Och gå ut till tältet.
The tent is symbol for the church.
Ett tält är ju ett symbol, ett bilde på menigheten.
The church, we have three altars in our life.
Ja. Vi har också tre altar i vårt liv.
Personal altar.
First of all, the personal
altar. It's between me and God.
Det handlar om bara mig och Gud.
Jesus say when you want to pray.
Jesus säger när du ska be.
Get into your room.
Så gå in i ditt lönnkammer.
Close the door and pray for your father.
Lukk døra etter deg og be til din Gud.
The second altar.
Det andra altaret.
What Joshua said,
som Josua sa,
me and my house also, shall serve the Lord.
Hus, vi vill tjäna Herren.
Every day morning,
så varje morgon,
me and my wife and my children, 7 o'clock,
och våra två barn,
we are ready to sit on the table.
Vi ska sitta och spisa
frukost. To read the Bible,
så läser vi Bibeln,
and we have to pray all of us.
Och vi ber alla fyra.
And we have a box.
Och vi har lite sån box.
With verses from the Bible.
Med olika bibelvers.
Everyone choose one.
Och var och en tar ett vers.
And we read it.
Och så läser vi versen.
And we cover it again.
Och så täcker vi det till igen.
And we choose one.
Och så väljer vi till.
We call it the verse of the day.
Ja. Och så kallar vi detta för dagens vers.
And it's on the fridge all the day.
Och så kan det hänga på kylskåpet.
Why? Because the Bible teaches us, I repeat your word day and night.
I Bibeln säger att vi ska ju minnas Guds ord dag och natt.
2 weeks ago.
Så för 2 veckor sedan.
I was in Jerusalem.
Så var jag i Jerusalem.
And my wife was in work.
Och kona mi hon var på jobb i radiostationen.
Both of us wasn't at home.
Så ingen av oss två var hemma.
Just my son and my daughter.
Bara vår son och vår dotter var hemma.
Suddenly at 7:30 morning.
Så klockan 7:30 på morgonen.
We received our daily verse.
Så fick vi vårt dagliga vers på textmeddelning.
That's mega so happy.
Det gjorde mig så glad.
Because we know that even if we are not there,
för vet att så mycket vi
är rädda, the family altar is not stopped.
Familjealtaret är inte borta.
But here,
men här,
in second level,
på det andra nivån,
he's talking about the church.
Han snackar om menigheten.
Do you have people say, pastor, I respect you.
Jag respekterar pastor.
I love all the people here.
Jag älskar alla människorna här.
But I don't want to come to the church.
Men jag vill inte komma till menigheten.
I don't need the church.
Jag tränger inte menigheten.
I will pray in my home.
Jag ber hemma.
Because I don't want to be connecting to people.
Jag vill inte ha någon med andra människor att göra.
And I don't like to be in church.
Och jag likar inte att gå på möten.
Listen to me.
Jag hör på mig.
Keep your wisdom for yourself.
Behåll din visdom för dig själv.
You are not more wise than God that created the church.
Du är inte mer vis än Gud som har skapat menigheten.
And he said that I will build my church.
Och Gud har sagt vill bygga min menighet.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail.
Ska inte segra över den.
If God build the church, then mean it's a very important part of our life.
Hvis Gud bygger menigheten, så är ju menigheten en viktig del av vårt liv.
And who want to grow, he must be in the church.
Och hvis du önskar växa, så måste du vara i menigheten.
And if you are saying that it's not perfect church,
och hvis du säger ja, men det är inte fullkommen menighet.
I'm searching for a perfect church.
Jag letar efter den perfekta menigheten.
I will tell you.
Så kan jag lova dig.
You will be the first one rejected from the perfect church.
Första person som blir må gå ut, som måste träcka från den perfekta
människan. Because you are not perfect.
För du är inte perfekt.
So you are out.
Så du kan inte vara med.
There is no perfect church.
Finns ingen perfekt människa.
But there is a perfect God.
Men det finns en perfekt Gud.
That he's taking care for his church.
Han tar sig av sin
människa. Moses is asking his people to go and to be in the church, to be in the tent.
Uppfordrar folk att gå utanför lägret och söka Gud i tältet.
Let's pass to Ezekiel.
Låt oss gå till Ezekiel.
47.
47.
Verse 4. What he saying?
Vers 4, vad står det här? Igen målte han 1000 alen och förte mig genom vannene. Vannen nådde upp till knäna.
Where's the level?
Vad är detta nivå? Knäna.
Okay, what's the connection?
Vad är förbindelsen här?
Why it's connected to second level with Moses. Moses is telling about the tent. It's symbol for the church.
Hur kan vi koppla detta mot det vi läste i andra Mosebok?
And the water arrive in the second level to the.
Och när vattnet går upp till nästa nivå som är knäna.
To the knees. Why?
Till knäna.
Because if I start to come to the church,
gå på möten,
God will change my life.
och fått mitt liv förändrat.
I will become a prayer man, a prayer woman.
Då vill jag bli en bönneman,
en bönnedam. And the first thing that I need to use is my knees to bow down and start to pray for God.
Gå ner på knä och börja be till Gud.
This is the second level.
Detta är det andra nivået.
That God wants you to take started on. He wants you to start in.
Gud vill att du ska starta.
To pray.
Starta och be. Börja be.
But.
Men.
Or even in this level.
Själv på detta nivå.
Sometimes we feel weak.
Så föll vi oss svag.
We need a faith.
Vi tränger tro.
But sometimes it's up.
Men så kan det följas att det går lite upp och ner.
You know, it's the same what's happened with Peter.
Det var ju det som skedde med Peter.
When he was focusing on Jesus.
Fokuserade på Jesus.
And he said, "Come to me."
Och Jesus sa alltså på vannet, kom till mig.
Peter started to walk on the water.
Så flyttade Peter att gå på vannet.
When he moved his eyes.
Men då Peter flyttade blicket sitt.
From Jesus.
Från Jesus.
And through the circumstances.
Och så på omständigheterna.
He started to drown.
Då började han att synka.
His, you know, the disciples.
Vet disciplen.
In the storm.
I stormen.
You know they were shouting to the Lord.
De ropte till Gud.
He was sleeping in the
Herren.
He was sleeping in the back.
Ja, Jesus låg och sov.
What a wonderful God we have. You know, I pray that the Holy Spirit will lead you when you pray, when you're reading your Bible. Listen to me. All the storm,
stormen,
all the winter,
all vintern,
all the thundering and lightning,
torden och lyn,
Jesus not awake.
Jesus vaken.
He's still sleeping.
Han sov fortsatt.
But when he was awakened,
men när han blev väckt upp,
when his sons start to shout to him.
När barnen börjar ropa.
He can't hear all the noise, but he hear your voice when you cry.
Jesus hörde inte. Ja, vind och ula fick inte. Det klart inte att väcka Jesus. Men när disciplen började ropa på Jesus,
they were shouting to Jesus.
Så de ropte till Jesus.
You don't care that we are perished.
Bryr du dig inte om att vi går under?
Perished in the Greek language.
På grekisk, alltså går under.
It's called apomolometa.
Apomolometa.
It's a word.
Det är ett ord.
If you take the numbers,
tar du det antalet,
in the Greek language,
på gräs,
and you just put them together,
och satt dem samman,
you will arrive to 666.
Då får du faktiskt 666.
Yeah. I wish I have more time to give this in front of you, because I have a lot of these things.
Jag måste ha sånt att.
You will be shocked.
Du kan bli chockerad.
They are dying, and it's mentioned before Revelation in the book.
Så detta är alltså nämnt i Bibeln för uppenbaringen.
The Lord is standing to help his sons.
Men Herren reser upp för att hjälpa sina barn.
And he's hearing your cry.
Han hör ditt rop.
Even if you are far from him.
Selv om du är långt bortifrån.
He loves you and he takes care for you.
Han älskar dig och tar sig av dig.
You know, Peter was, you know, drowned.
Så Peter, han sank ju.
But the Lord catch him.
Men Herren tog tag i han, grep han hans och lyfte han upp.
Quickly.
Väldigt fort.
The third level.
Så det tredje nivån.
33:11.
Fortsatt i kapitel 33, vers 11. I alltså andra Mosebok 33. Herren talte med Moses ansikt till ansikt, som en man snackar med sin vän. Så vände han tillbaka till leiren, men medhjälpare hans Josua, Nuns son, som var en ung man, förlot icke tältet.
Joshua? Everybody goes home. What you are doing here?
Nu har alla gått hem. Vad gör du här?
Go home.
Du kan gå hem nu.
The meeting is ended.
Mötet är färdigt.
No, I'm still hungry for the word.
Nej, fortsatt sulten på Guds ord.
I'm still hungry.
Jag är fortsatt sulten.
I want more relation with the Lord.
Jag vill ha mer relation med Gud.
Maybe some people.
Kanske några folk.
After the meeting, seeing television.
Efter mötet vill gå hem och se på TV.
But Joshua still praying for the Lord.
Men Josua, han var fortsatt att be.
Maybe some people is eating dinner.
Men andra folk vill gå hem.
But Joshua still fasting in the church.
Men Josua fortsatt fasta i menigheten.
Maybe some people having fun.
Kanske någon som bara har det artigt.
But Joshua still with the Lord.
Men Josua var fortsatt med Herren.
Shouting to the Lord.
Och ropte till Gud.
What do you want, Joshua?
Vad vill du ha, Josua?
The Lord ask.
Herren spör, vad vill du?
I want a higher level.
Jag vill ha ett högre nivå.
I want to be different.
Jag vill vara annorlunda.
You know, in the church,
i menigheten,
everyone have a gift.
så har ju alla en gåva.
Don't tell me that I don't.
Inte fortäll att du inte har.
Every one of you have a gift.
Var en av er har en gåva.
And if you ask the Lord and ask the pastor and pray together, God will show you what is your gift. Spör pastorn
och ber samman så vill Gud visa dig vad
din gåva. And God wants you to use it.
Och Gud vill att du ska bruka den gåvan.
Even if it's not the way that you like.
Samma det kanske inte den
måten. Maybe it's different ways because God's ways is different from ours.
Guds måte kan vara annorlunda än vår måte.
You know, one day Jesus came to Peter.
Du vet en dag när Jesus kom till Peter.
Peter was exhausted.
Peter var utslitt.
You know, he labored all the night.
Han hade jobbat hela natten.
He got nothing.
Han fick ingenting.
He's cleaning his nets.
Han är på rengjorde garnen.
He's disappointed.
Han var skuffad.
Frustrated.
Frustrerad.
No fish.
Inte fått någon fisk. Inget pengar.
And this master came.
Och så kommer Jesus.
He using my boat to teach.
Och han har lånt min båt för att undervisa och predika ifrån.
I don't know how many hours Jesus was preaching.
Jag vet inte hur många timmar Jesus predikade från båten.
Suddenly he's telling Peter.
Och så plötsligt så tar han Peter.
Go to the deep water.
Så tar han Peter. Gå ut på vattnet. Gå på djup igen.
How many times the Lord ask you things that is above the logic.
Någon gång så kan Gud be oss om ting som är helt utanför logiken.
How many times the Holy Spirit lead you about things that people will say that you are crazy.
Många gånger kan den helige ande leda till ting där andra folk vill säga att du är gal.
I just put myself instead of Peter.
Jag satt mig själv i Peters sted.
Lord,
Herre,
I appreciate your teaching.
Anerkänner att pris på din undervisning.
But leave the fishing for us and continue teaching.
Men du överlåt fiskingen till oss så kan du ta dig predikingen.
No, go deep.
Nej, sa Jesus, gå ut på djupet.
Listen to me.
Hör på mig.
Jesus asked him to go deep.
Jesus bad Peter om att dra ut på djupet.
And it was the midday.
Och det var mitt på dagen.
And fishing in the lake of Galilee.
Och vi skulle fiska på Genesarets
sjö. Just on night.
De fiskar hela natten.
There is no way to fish in nets in the daytime.
Man fiskar inte med garn på dagtid.
Going to the deep water.
Gå på djupet.
There are 10 kinds of fish in the lake of Galilee.
Ten
kinds.
Ja, det är 10
gånger. All of them is tropical.
Ja, alla de är tropiska.
They like a warm water.
De likar varmt vatten.
So there is nothing in the deep water.
Så det är inte på djupet.
And using the nets.
Och när du brukar garn.
To fish in deep water.
För att fiska på djupet.
It's wrong tool.
Det är så galt. Det är riktigt.
Halleluja. So it's wrong timing.
Det är fel timing.
Wrong location.
Fel lokation, alltså fel
wrong
sted.
Wrong tools.
Och fel verktyg.
What is the result?
Vad blir resultatet?
A lot of fish.
Massa fisk.
I want to ask you.
Jag vill spöra.
Did Peter obey?
Adlyd Peter.
Yes or no?
Ja eller nej.
You said yes.
Ja.
Who said yes? Raise your hand.
Vem sa ja?
Are you sure?
Är du säker?
Did you read the story?
Har du läst historien?
Okay. He did not.
Han adlöd inte.
In the Greek language,
på gresk,
Jesus asked Peter,
så det,
go
Jesus
to the deep
Peter,
water,
gå till det djupa,
and throw your nets,
och kast ut garnen, flertal.
And Peter said, according to your word,
Peter sa, efter ditt ord, Herre,
to satisfy you,
alltså för att du ska, okay, för att bli gjort det,
I'll throw the net,
så hiva ut nota, alltså i ental,
one,
hiva ut ett net.
He didn't obey.
Han adlöd inte helt.
He partly obeyed.
Han bara delvis
adlöd. How we know?
Hvordan vet vi det?
The results.
Resultatet.
The result was nuts. You know the expectation.
Resultatet var ju helt speciellt.
Of Peter.
Peters förväntningar.
There was one boat.
Var en båt.
And one net.
Och ett.
Almost destroyed.
Nästan ödelagt.
Until he started to call the partners.
Och då måste han ropa på sina lagsbröder.
And when the partners came.
Och när de kom.
Hallelujah. The Bible said that they filled the two boats.
De fyllde två båtar.
When the Lord asks you to do things.
När Herren ber dig om att göra något.
Don't listen to people.
Icke lytt till människor.
Just obey God and you will have a good result.
Adlyd Gud och då får du en god.
Joshua. He wants a higher level.
Du vill ha ett högre nivå.
And if we continue to connect it with Ezekiel 47.
Och hvis vi fortsätter att hålla oss till Ezekiel 47.
The third level is the water to the west.
Tredje nivå, det är vatten till what worse.
And it's you know the part where you put the belt.
Ja, vers 4.
Okay, why we put the belt? Because we don't want our pants to be.
Vi vil ikke at buksa skal ramle ned.
You know, dirty with the floor.
At buksa skal ramle på. Shall I read that?
Yeah.
Igjen målte han 1000 alen og førte meg gjennom, og vannet nådde opp til livet på meg. Siste del av vers 4.
So when I put, you know, the pan and the belt,
så når du tar beltet på,
I'm ready to go out.
Det gjør jeg når jeg klar til å gå ut.
So Joshua,
så Josua,
God is preparing him to serve God.
Han forbereder seg på å tjene Gud.
What a beautiful God we have. You know, in the first chapter of Joshua,
i første kapittel av Josua,
you know, the Bible teach.
So see Bibeln.
God's talking to Joshua.
Gud snakker til Josua.
He's telling him.
Han tar han.
My servant Moses died.
Så han tar han. Moses min tjener død.
And if I was instead of Joshua.
Og hvis jeg var der i stedet for Josua.
I will say it. What?
Så vil jeg si, hva?
Moses died.
Moses død.
We are lost.
Og vi fortapt.
Who will lead us?
Hvem skal lede oss nå?
God, how you let him die?
Gud, hvordan kunne du la han dø?
We are lost.
Vi fortapt.
No hope.
Uten håp.
And he start to be, you know, stressed.
Og han begynner
God,
å bli stresset.
What we do?
Gud, hva skal vi gjøre?
This is the stick that we depend on.
Han var jo den staven vi støtte oss på.
Listen to me.
Hør på meg.
There is a lot of sticks in your life that you are depending on.
Staver i ditt liv som du støtter deg på.
That God will break soon.
Men så Gud gjerne vil knekke.
Because he wants you to depend on him and not on this stick.
Gud vil at du heller skal stole på ham i stedet for på din krykke.
When Isaiah get into the temple of the Lord.
Da Isaiah kom inn i tempelet.
And he saw the tales of the Lord.
Han så Herrens
tale. He discovered that he's a sinner.
Da oppdaget han at han var en synder.
And he wished to die.
Og han følte at han bare måtte dø.
Joshua was shouting, who will lead us?
Josua ropte, hvem vil lede oss?
The Lord said, you.
Herren sa, du.
What?
Hva?
Me?
Ah.
Not ready.
Han var ikke klar. Han følte seg ikke klar.
I'm not ready.
Så jeg ikke klar.
How many times ask God you to do things and you say to him with
ganger,
your excuses, I'm not ready.
Ja, hvor mange ganger har ikke Gud bedt om noe og så sier det, unnskyld meg, jeg ikke klar.
Listen to me, it's not depend on you.
Det handler ikke om deg.
It depends on him.
Det handler om han.
It's not what we are doing for him.
Det handler ikke om hva vi gjør for Gud.
It's already what he did for us.
Det handler om hva Gud gjorde for oss.
Joshua,
Josua,
you will lead my people.
Du skal lede mitt folk.
Hallelujah. You know that the exam of Joshua,
eksemplet med Josua,
and the exams of Moses.
Og Moses. Moses eksempel.
What do you think? Who was more difficult? Which exam?
Kan du tro du hadde det vanskeligst?
Moses eller Joshua?
Var det Moses eller var det Josua som hadde det tøffest?
Which one?
Hvem tror dere?
You know the stories.
Du kan kjenne historien.
You know, Moses is standing in front of the sea.
Moses står foran Røde Havet.
You know, Pharaoh is coming.
Og Farao kommer etter dem.
The people is blaming.
Og folk skylder på Moses.
You know, there is no grave in Egypt.
Fantes det ikke nok graver i Egypt?
You bring us to die here.
Skal vi ta oss med hit for å begrave oss her?
You know, there is a lot of people in the church.
Vet, mange folk i menigheten.
The same.
Som på samme måte.
They will never focus on that good things. They just focus
de har
on that
fokus
black
på det som bra. De har bare fokus på det som negativt og vanskelig.
And God is telling Moses.
Og Gud sa til Moses.
Why you are shouting to me?
Hva du roper til meg for?
Take your stick.
Ta din stav.
Give order to the sea.
Og gi order til havet.
And when you give order.
Og når du taler.
The sea become two parts.
Så delte sjøen seg.
And his people pass.
Og hans folk kunne gå igjennom.
On the other side.
Till andra sidan.
Joshua.
Men på Josua.
You know, Joshua was testing by more difficult exam.
Men Josua blev testad på en lite mer vanskelig måte.
On the exam of Moses.
Moses ett exempel.
Moses shouted to the Lord.
Moses ropade till Gud.
The Lord answered.
Gud svarte.
He showed him a miracle.
Han visste han ett mirakel.
The people believed.
Och folket trodde.
Wonderful.
Vidunderligt.
Joshua shouting to the Lord.
Josua ropade till Gud.
The Lord is not doing miracle.
Men Gud, you can do miracle.
He's saying, I want you to show me your faith.
Gud, så jeg vil vise deg, du skal vise meg min tro.
I want you to start walking
tro.
In Jordan River.
Begynn å gå mot elva Jordan.
When I see your faith.
Når jeg ser din tro.
And your steps will start, you know, stepping on the Jordan ja. River.
Og når dere har sett føtten på Jordan.
Then I will do the miracle.
Da gjør jeg miraklet.
Oh my God. Moses died.
Moses døde.
Test of faith.
Dette var en trostest.
A lot of challenges.
En masse utfordringer.
It wasn't easy.
Det var ikke enkelt.
It wasn't easy for Joshua.
Det var ikke enkelt for Josua.
But he trusts God.
Men han stolte på Gud.
And when the steps, with the, you know, the feet of the,
who carry the ark of the covenant,
they believe already.
De trodde først.
That God exists.
At Gud eksisterer.
They trust God.
De stolte på Gud.
Without a miracle.
Uten et mirakel.
There is no miracle happen.
For det var ikke noe mirakel.
They just trust in God.
De bare stolte på Gud.
And God is asking you today to trust on Him.
Og Gud kan be deg nå om å stole på Han.
You know, I have a very nice story about this.
Jeg har en fin og vakker historie om det her.
A teacher.
Det var en lærer.
She took the class for a trip.
Hun tok med skoleklassen sin på en liten tur.
And she asked them, "Do you see the mountains?"
Og hun spurte om dere spurte elevene, ser dere fjellene?
And all the class said yes.
Hele klassen sa ja.
And she said, "Does that mean the mountain is exist?"
Det betyr at fjellene eksisterer.
She took them to the river.
Hun tok dem med til elv.
Do you see the river?
Og spurte, ser dere elva?
All the children answered yes.
Alle elevene sa ja.
That means that river is exist.
Det betyr at elva eksisterer.
And she asked,
og spurte,
"Do you see God?"
Ser du Gud?
And they answered no.
Og de svarte nei.
And she said that means that God is not exist.
Det betyr at Gud ikke eksisterer.
One of the girls in the school.
Var det en av skolejentene?
She stand up beside the teacher.
Så reiste opp ved siden av læreren.
And she put her hand on the teacher.
Og så la hun hånda si på læreren.
And she asked the children.
Og så ba hun spurte barna.
Children.
Barn.
Do you see the brain of our teacher?
Ser dere hjernen til vår lærer?
And all of them answered no.
Og alle svarte nei.
And she said, "Our teacher has no brain. Don't listen to
him." Har ikke hjerne, ikke lytt til henne.
You know, if they told me one day,
du vet, de fortalte meg en dag,
you know, that Jonah swallow the whale, I will believe.
Ja, at Jonah har nei, hvis noen fortalte meg at Jonas svelte hvalen,
that's called faith.
Det kalles tro.
He chose Joshua to serve him.
Men han Gud valgte Josua for å tjene
and,
han.
And quickly in Matthew 15, Mattes, you can see it in your house.
Du kan slå opp når
and
du
verse 28, it's he when Jesus was talking to the woman, a great faith you have, O woman.
Ja, Jesus startet med kvinnen som sa han, din tro stor.
The last level quickly.
Siste nivå fort.
Exodus 33 and verse 18.
Andre Mosebok 33, verse 18.
18.
Vers 18, ja. Han sa, "Jeg ber deg, vis meg din herlighet."
Moses is asking God.
Moses ber Gud.
One thing.
En ting.
Show me your glory.
Vis meg din herlighet.
In other words, show me yourself, God. I want to see you.
Men om du vis meg deg selv, Gud. Jeg vil se deg.
Moses.
Moses,
are you crazy?
Er du gal?
No one see God and still alive.
Ingen kan se Gud og leve.
It's okay for me. I want to see him
okay
and I will die.
Jeg vil se deg, Gud.
When I see him, it's enough for me.
Når jeg ser deg, så det nok for meg.
That is my desire.
Det min lengsel.
You know, many of you know the relative, okay? The ja, relative around you.
Ja, slektingene rundt deg.
I told you there is a people have a problem for every solution.
Jeg fortalte at det finnes jo mennesker som har et problem for hver løsning.
They're always around you.
Som alltid vil være rundt deg.
And they asked me once, you know.
Og spurte meg en gang.
You are not afraid from death?
Du ikke redd for å dø?
Afraid from death?
Redd for å dø?
So I'm not a believer if I'm afraid from death.
Hvis jeg redd for å dø, så jeg ikke en troende.
And suddenly.
Og plutselig.
It was a meeting for all the family.
Det var et møte med hele familien.
All the relative. It was like a
alle slektinger.
I saw a vision.
Så fick jag en vision, ett syn.
So myself died.
Jag såg mig själv dö.
And I was getting into heaven.
Och att jag gick till himlen.
And I just arrived to the gate of the heaven.
Och jag kom till himlens port.
I'm getting in strong steps.
Med starka skritt.
And you know the angel Gabriel said, wait, where are you going?
Vart har du tänkt dig?
Said I'm going to my home.
Jag ska gå hem.
To your home, come. We have a file we need to check.
Vi har en arkiv vi må få sjekke her.
What you did in your life?
Hva har du gjort i ditt liv?
No, it's I think you're wrong. It's not depend on what I did.
Det handler ikke om hva jeg har gjort.
It depend on the passport that I have.
Det handler om hvilket pass.
Which passport do you have?
Hvilket pass har du?
I have a passport that's signed with the blood of the Lamb.
Som er signert med lammets blod.
And I'm getting into heaven.
Og jeg skal inn i himmelen.
Trusting the blood of Jesus.
Og stoler på Jesu blod.
It's not what I did.
Det handler ikke om hva
jeg gjorde. It's what he did.
Det handler om hva han gjorde.
And he saved me.
Og han har frelst meg.
Suddenly I saw the Lord.
Og plutselig så jeg Herren.
He was shouting to the angel.
Han ropte til engelen.
Prepare the choir. Bring the trumpets. I want the higher choir in the heaven. And everybody is busy. You know, some running here and some running there. What's happening, oh Lord? Oh, one of my sons coming home soon. His home is ready. And I get in and he was waiting for me. And he was shouting, come here, my son.
Come hit, my son.
You know, you don't understand when I wish and I pray to meet my Lord. It's a desire. All my life I was afraid that my mom would die.
Hele mitt liv så var jeg redd for at min mor skulle dø.
And when the last days last year, in September, she was in a hospital.
Hun var på sykehus.
And she was in a coma.
Hun lå I koma.
For 1 month.
I en måned.
I was crying to the Lord.
Og jeg gråt til Gud.
God, I got to use my mom.
Jeg har behov for mamma.
Please don't take her.
Vær så snill, ikke ta fra meg.
She was facing a lot of trouble.
Hun hadde masse problemer.
You know, she was in a wheelchair.
Hun satt I rullestol.
She had diabetes and the cholesterol and
høyt kolesterol.
Blood pressure.
Høyt blodtrykk.
And the last period she was making dialysis.
Og siste periode så fikk hun dialyse, altså nyrene som var sviktet.
I was in Cyprus.
Og jeg var I Kypros.
In a conference.
På en konferanse.
And I got a phone call, come, your mom is dying.
Så fikk jeg en telefon som sa, kom, skynda, mora di dør.
I just changed my flight and came home.
Jeg forandret fly og fløy hjem.
When I landed in Tel Aviv, they called
Tel Aviv,
me that she passed away.
Så fikk jeg høre at hun hadde allerede dødd.
I just went to the hospital.
Og jeg dro til sykehuset.
Not to see my mom.
Ikke for å se henne.
Because I know that she is already in heaven.
For jeg visste at hun var allerede I himmelen.
But because the doctor called me.
Men fordi legen ba meg kom.
He's a Jewish.
Han jøde.
He said, I want to understand one thing.
Jeg vil ønske å få vite noe.
For 1 month.
I en måned.
Your mom in a coma.
Så mora di lå I koma.
She was repeating one thing that we didn't understand.
Hun gjentok en ting hele tiden som ikke vi skjønte.
And I said, what is it?
Hva var det for noe?
He said, I recorded. Can you listen?
Jeg tatt opp. Kan du lytte på?
And he start his phone.
Han
heard the voice of my mom.
Tok opp mobiltelefonen sin og spilte av lyden fra mora mi.
She was reading Psalms 23.
Hun leste Salme 23.
1 month. Day and night.
En måned, dag og natt.
The doctor said, "We don't know how."
Vi vet ikke hvordan.
We can't explain.
Vi kan ikke forklare.
And the last sentence that I will spend all my life with the Lord. She was repeating this sentence.
Siste setningen, jeg skal være I bo I Herrens hus gjennom alle tider.
The last day.
Den siste dagen.
I know my mom in heaven.
Vet du mamma I himmelen nu?
I'm gonna meet her. I just missed her. But I want to tell you.
Jeg savner henne, men jeg vil fortelle dere.
I'm finished.
Jeg klar.
I don't know which level you are standing.
Jeg vet ikke hvilket nivå du på nå.
I don't know if you are still with the baby. You are happy with the baby.
Jeg vet ikke om du fortsatt glad med å bare være på babystadiet.
But I will tell you, if still with the baby, you are making troubles for your pastor and for your church
vet,
and for your members.
Du på babystadiet så lager du problem for både pastoren og menigheten og medlemmer.
You are crying all the time.
Fordi
you need milk.
Du skriker som en baby hele tiden og må ha melk.
If you are in the second level,
du på andre nivået.
That's good.
Det bra.
Happy to hear that.
Det godt å høre.
But don't stay there.
Men ikke forbli der.
Just jump to the next level, Joshua level.
Gå over til neste nivå, til Josua nivået.
You need a lot of faith.
Du trenger tro.
And you are in the third level.
Og du I tredje nivået.
I want you to ask the Lord.
Vil at du skal be Herren.
For the last level.
Om det høyeste nivået.
A river. Ezekiel 47. Ja, a river.
Ezekiel 47.
That you can't pass.
En elv som du ikke kan passere.
You will not control yourself.
Du kan ikke kontrollere deg selv.
You will be controlled by the Holy Spirit.
Bli kontrollert av den hellige ånd.
And that's what Jesus said to the centurion.
Og det var det Jesus sa til den høvedsmannen.
I never found in all of Israel.
Så stor tro har jeg aldri funnet
faith
I Israel.
Like your faith.
En tro som deg.
Did God is telling you these words?
Har Gud sagt disse ordene til deg?
I'll pray that really.
Jeg skal be det her.
He's coming soon.
Han kommer snart.
Be ready.
Vær klar.
God bless you.
Gud velsigne deg.